It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back, baseball family. So we talked a little bit before about crossover athletes. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due here, right, Brig? Because this is not a topic, honestly, that we came up with on our own. Somebody pitched this to us. This was from Sarah Davis, who said, who in baseball would make a great crossover athlete into which sport? And we got thinking, like, why don't we see crossover athletes anymore? Bo Jackson was a legend. Right?
Still is.
People
if they use present tense with legends.
You're right. And Bo knows, you know. But yeah, but people are still comparing anybody, any freak athlete we see to Bo Jackson. Deion Sanders was another famous crossover. Brian Jordan played, yeah. They all played baseball and football, which seems to be the easiest crossover to make because of the way the seasons line up, right? Yeah. Like football season starts beginning of September and is done by spring training, guaranteed, mm-hmm. right? Even if you're in the Super Bowl, still
guaranteed.
And so it's easy to match that up. It'd be considerably more difficult with basketball just because the NBA finals go into June. But then other sports, anything. Anyway, so Brig, let's start with this. Why do you think is the biggest reason we don't see crossover athletes anymore? We don't even see guys crossing over from baseball to football anymore.
Money.
Is money. The reason.
Yep. Here's why. I think teams on both sides of whatever sport you're talking about are saying absolutely not. You will not put on football pads if you are going to be on our roster. There is too much of a liability for you being injured. We are not going to take on that financial burden. We are not going to take on the burden of trying to replace you. It all comes down to money and the risk of injury.
Now, along those veins, so just a few years ago, we saw this. Kyler Murray was the first round pick by the Oakland A's. Yeah, highly touted prospect. They paid him a whole bunch of money up front as a signing bonus, and then he went back to college. He was still in college playing football at Oklahoma, and then the opportunity came for him to be drafted in the NFL. And they're like, well, are you going to play both? And the A's specifically said they would let him play both if he wanted to.
Sure.
They said that he could play football and baseball if he wanted. He chose football. And I think it's because he's a quarterback. I think if he had been a receiver or especially a defensive back, he'd have been like, yeah, I can do both. Easy. No problem. But the fact that he's a quarterback, he needs to dedicate that time to his sport.
Yep.
Specifically, so he can be effective for everybody else around him. It just takes that's really what it comes down to for me is time.
Yeah.
It takes that much time. We've seen Russell Wilson was also drafted. He was drafted by the Rangers. He's currently still to this day part of the Yankees organization.
Yes, he is. And he still shows up for spring training and takes some reps with the organization. He still does.
Yep, he does. Now, I don't know that if the Yankees would necessarily bring him into the farm system full time, even if he retired from football tomorrow. I don't know. They might if he wanted to, but who's to say? But I don't know. It really comes down to time because sports these days are so analytical and so detail oriented that if you don't have the time to go through and know every single detail, you're not going to succeed. I'm not taking anything away from Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. Those guys are obviously gifted and freak athletes.
100%.
Like Deion Sanders is so good. I feel like both of them were so good, especially at football. They could just show up.
They could. Yeah.
You know,
and Bo Jackson though. I mean, that dude ran the ball. Like it wasn't a low impact. I mean, not that football's low impact. Can't really say that, but it wasn't.
he wasn't a kicker.
It's not. I mean, you grab the ball and you run the ball, essentially at its core. But it's a rough and tumble position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, and that being said, between the two of them, like like I said, I feel like Deion could just show up, follow a guy around the field on in man defense and be very successful because he was that good. Now the way defenses are run and offenses are run, I don't know if he would have been a Hall of Famer doing that. And baseball is so detail oriented these days too, with the way that they're breaking down pitchers and spin rates and launch angle, everything that goes into it. You can be a gifted athlete to a certain degree and succeed, but you got to get your reps in still. Because there are guys out there who are getting 50 to 100 times more reps than you if you don't have the time to do it. And they're going to beat you out for those positions.
Well, and that comes back to politics and culture and stuff like that, too. That stuff you can't measure, right? Where it's like, I don't see him ever. I don't know. Coaches are going to be like, I can't trust him. I never see him.
I don't know what he's doing in his spare time.
Right. So, and what kind of influence does he have on the team? And what kind of, you know, mojo is he bringing to the clubhouse and all that stuff too? So,
because this is the thing is that Deion Sanders to me in the NFL, and not in the NFL, but in baseball was known as the burner, right? Yeah. I mean, the dude hit it inside the park home run on like a bloop fly ball one time, I think. Yeah. Billy Hamilton has that kind of speed and he's been bouncing around the league, right? I think he's on a minor league deal right now. And so guys are not going to be that as successful now as they would have been 20, 30 years ago as crossover athletes. And I feel like that's why we don't see it nearly as much anymore. Maybe there will be somebody who will surprise us. Maybe we'll have a Kyler Murray who will come up and be like, you know what, if I switch positions in the NFL, maybe I can do it. But at the same time, guys aren't willing to sacrifice it because as a quarterback, he's making a whole lot of money the day he signed, the day he got drafted by the Cardinals, and he was going to have to wait to get that money with the A's. So I don't blame him. But
so let's just round this off really quick. Guess what Deion's 40-yard dash time was? I just looked it up.
I want to say he was like a 4.43.
A 4.27.
4.27. Yep. I wanted to say 4.2, but I didn't think it was that low.
Just to put that into perspective, Barry Sanders 4.37. Randy Moss 4.25. Bo Jackson 4.13.
No way.
4.13. That is a lot of human beings to move that quickly. That is an enormous ball of muscle. I mean, he literally came in like a wrecking ball, right?
The dude was enormous. For those of you who don't know, only know the name of the legend of Bo Jackson. Like, to see somebody moving that fast would be terrifying.
Terrifying. Oh,
I think it was Deion Sanders who said guys would make a business decision and not tackle. I think that's where that comes from. Making a business decision, not tackling Bo Jackson. Okay, just get out of the way.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. Bo Jackson. Let's do prime stats. Let's just see how big was he.
Enormous, right. To be fair.
Okay, yeah. He was
6'1", 220 is what there I have on Baseball Reference.
6'1", 220. 220, I have 6'1", 227 in the NFL season. He put on a little bit of water weight. He drank some more Gatorade or whatever. That's a lot of human being. Oh, yeah.
That's a big dude running at you that fast.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, my goodness.
It is.
All right.
It's awesome. Yeah, he's a legend. You should go look up Bo Jackson baseball and football highlights and just watch the magic because it's magic. It really is magical. What it is.
Yeah, truly. So along this vein, then, as far as talking about crossover athletes, we can't pick our current top crossover athletes, like we said, because there aren't any true as far as baseball goes. True.
Yep.
Along the mainstream, I guess, crossover athletes. Sure. But we wanted to pick three guys each who we thought would be potentially good crossover athletes.
Yeah.
So, Brig, why don't you go ahead with your first one?
Okay. I want to see Trey Turner sprint. I want to see Trey Turner in a 100-meter dash. And here's why. Okay. Trey Turner is retaining all of his time and effort and whatever. He's carving it up into more than just being really, really fast, right? He's hitting the ball. He's fielding the ball. He's all this other stuff. And the team dynamics and all the extra stuff. But if he was on the same training regimen as a guy like Usain Bolt, I'll bet you he gives that dude a run for his money. And here's a literally, that was a pun firmly intended. Here's why. Here's why. Old boy Trey Turner has a 147 bolts. Now, a bolt, according to Baseball Savant, happens, excuse me, any run above 30 feet per second is considered a bolt in baseball. Hmm. A competitive run, anything within a competitive attempt, according to Baseball Savant, is a play that's 27 feet per second or faster. And so the poor end of that is 23 feet per second. The high end of that is 27 feet per second, which is incredible. And 30 feet per second is considered elite. Okay. Trey Turner is running at 30.7 feet per second on average.
Wow.
So I did some math because I love math.
Okay.
No, I don't. And 30.
As long as you don't do it on air, I think we're good.
30 feet per second converted into miles per hour.
Okay.
Is 20.931 miles per hour. That wow. dude literally sprints almost 21 miles an hour.
He'd get a ticket in the school zone.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So Usain Bolt, his speed is 27.33 miles per hour. Okay. So, but Usain Bolt is doing nothing but run. Sprint, right. sprint,
nothing
sprint,
but sprinting.
Sprint.
Yeah. He doesn't even run 200. Yeah.
No. And he's not, he's obviously retired now, but he wasn't hitting the ball. He wasn't feeling the ball. He's not throwing the ball. None of the other stuff, none of the clubhouse dynamics. He's not retaining any weight to put barrel on bat or on ball and drive the ball. None of that. So I really believe that if Trey Turner were to lean out a little bit more and get himself in sprint shape, he could literally go as fast as Usain Bolt. Now, the other thing I will tell you is that Usain Bolt's world record set is only tracked, his top speed is tracked between, I think there's a range, I forget where it is, but there's a 20-yard range or 20-meter range within the 100 meters where it's clocked, and I think it's between 20 and 40 meters, meter 20 to meter 40 along the 100-meter range is when it's clocked, but I can't remember exactly what it was. So he only averages 22 or 23 miles per hour, Usain Bolt, along the entire 100-meter sprint stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he kicks it into a different gear at the end and then changes the average, right? So he has segmented the 100 meters into different speeds, at least in his world record setting run, his distance.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why I think I want to see Trey Turner. If anybody's going to cross over, I would love to see Trey Turner sprinting.
Interesting. That'd be good. I'd be down for that because, yeah, like I actually checked and he is 3 inches shorter than Usain Bolt, which I think it could be significant.
Totally.
But at the same time, the fact that the dude has enough speed, has the speed that he does with where he's at currently. Yeah, he had the fastest sprint speed this season in baseball.
For sure. The only other baseball player that's even in that same league as him is...
I have Jose Siri at 30.4.
Yeah, and Tim LoCastro is also at 30.7.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. That's it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everybody,
and competitively, we're looking at LoCastro is at 44 competitive runs, 257, Trey Turner. So Trey Turner's statistics are firmly set. Mm-hmm. They're stable.
Yeah.
Whereas LoCastro, obviously, he's still in the minor league system playing for the Yankees, right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, what about you, Brad?
Solid. I like
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, man.
Well, I'm going to go with one of my big hitters first. I'm going to go with Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
So, obviously,
dude's a genius.
A natural athlete in many aspects. You know, we've seen that he's a pretty good basketball player. He can play other sports as well. And that was one of my first thoughts. It's like, how would Mookie Betts do as a basketball player? First thing I did was I checked how tall he is. He is 5'9". Now,
whoa.
That being said, not all basketball players are as tall as what they're listed on the lineup card. For instance, Trey Burke. I ran into Trey Burke one time. He was listed at 6'1". I am not 6 feet tall. I am 5'10", 3/4 on a good day. I was looking eye to eye with Trey Burke. So he is definitely not 6 foot, maybe 5'11 tops, but he's listed at 6'1. I do think, however, that 5'9 is a little bit short to really succeed and thrive in the NBA. So actually what I did with Mookie Betts is I have him on the PBA as a professional bowler.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Have you, you've seen him bowl.
He just bowled another 300 last week.
Yeah.
And I say another because he did it like a year ago too.
Exactly.
He would compete. Yeah. He would be competitive and he would do very, very well.
100,000%. 100,000%.
I think Mookie Betts could moonlight as a professional bowler and never have to spend a dollar of his baseball money ever.
Yep. I agree with you.
I think he'd be outstanding as a professional bowler. So I don't have all the advanced metrics like you did, Brig. I'm sorry, but
Mookie Betts is a bowler. That's the last you'll hear from me on advanced metrics.
All right, Brig, who's your next guy?
I'm going to go with, hold on. I got to get this. I had this a thought really quick. I want to see Madison Bumgarner really sink into rodeo.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's in rodeo and he does it anyway, but I want to see him really do it. And I want to take, I want that name to go away. Mason Saunders. Like, I got it. It's cool. And it, and it's funny and all that, but let's get Mason Saunders an opportunity to come out of the closet a little bit and just be who he is, which I think at his core is a rodeo dude. He's rodeo's all-star. So I think that if he dedicated all of his time to rodeo, it could be a lot of fun. And I don't know anything about rodeo athletes and how their career span works, what peak ages are and different things like that. I have no idea. But I think that with the way his career in baseball is going, he might have a great opportunity to be a rodeo star, depending on how old you can be and be a great rodeo.
Yeah. Well, I think it depends on the event, because he was doing calf roping, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's something you can do for a while.
But I would think so.
I mean, you and I were taught how to do it by a man who was in his 60s.
And right? had MS.
And had MS. And did it very 65. Well still.
He was 65 at MS and taught us how to rope.
Yeah.
We were roping chairs, but it worked.
Right. And each other. But nonetheless, yeah. He taught us how to do it. But no, I think he could do it. I think he could do it after his baseball career is over. I think I'd go watch him. If he did one of the local rodeos down here in Phoenix, I'd go. It'd be fun.
Well, the roping capital of the United States is in Wickenburg, Arizona. It's not very far from where you are anyway.
That is
a major stopover on the rodeo circuit.
And I could get a hot dog on the way home.
Adventures for stop. That's right.
That's right. Most certainly. Yes, very good.
I love it. Okay, go ahead. What's your next one?
All right, my next one. I have Mike Trout. I always make jokes about how Mike Trout leads the league in neck girth every year because the dude's enormous. He's out there playing center field. He looks like a linebacker, and I think he would do very well as a linebacker in the NFL. I just wanted to compare his size to another linebacker who I am familiar with. So Mike Trout is 6'2", 235. Bobby Wagner for the Seahawks, who, by the way, is going to be a Hall of Famer, just so everybody knows. I called that one a while ago. Anyway, he is 6'2", 242. So Wagner's a little bit thicker, but I think if Trout were to be like, you know what, I just need to bulk up a little bit more for football season, he could do it. He could do really well. Between the speed and the sheer strength and just like size of his body, I think he would be, and freak athleticism. I mean, I'm sure he played football in high school growing up and everything, was very, very good. I think he would be an outstanding linebacker. I wouldn't want to mess with him. But I don't want to mess with most people. So, I mean, there's that. But no, I think he'd be really good for, especially like with the Eagles, his team. Like, I bet if they were like, Mike, we could really use you. Like, yeah, dude, I'll step on.
Awesome.
So, I think Mike Trout would be good in the NFL.
That's cool. That's really cool.
And honestly, I don't think it would take much for him to acclimate either, because guys love his athletic ability, like we talked about, Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Like, he might be able to just go in and just be like, you know, just follow the quarterback. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
So
that's cool.
All right, number three, who you got?
Well, I'm torn because I have more than three.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and it's funny because the more I started thinking about it, the more now that we've talked about it, I'm like, this guy. Yeah. Yeah. So, and all kinds of different sports. So I don't know. Should we do some honorable mentions before we get our favorite in there, or should we?
I only have one more. I made a point to just have three. So, I mean, go ahead and give me an honorable mention because I want to hear, I don't know if you took the guy off the list, but the one that we talked about before, I want to hear what you think.
All right. I have two honorable mentions. Two. Okay. We've both discussed this, but then I have one that I really, really want to talk about. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So my number one honorable mention is Trevor Bauer. I want to see him play chess because I think the dude is brilliant and I don't think he's socially capable all the time, but I think that's part of the same thing. I think that's yeah. you know what I'm saying?
So yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I really, really, really want to see him on a sport that doesn't have any other teammates. There's nobody to make upset. There's mm-hmm. but a sport that is also perfectly accepting of crazy wild personalities, big bold personalities, right? Mm-hmm. lots of I don't know, I don't want to say what I want to say, but you know what, you get what I'm saying.
Well, by the way, real quick, happy birthday Trevor Bauer today.
Hey, happy birthday Trevor.
Happy birthday Trevor Bauer.
But I think the dude is brilliant and I want to mm-hmm. see him play chess. So that's my first honorable mention.
I think it's a good one.
Thank you. And then this is the one you were worried about or excited about or whatever. Daniel Vogelbach. Okay. I think it's easy to say, oh my gosh, I want to see him play linebacker or tight end or something like that, right? Makes perfect sense. But actually, he's a little small and he's really slow. He's not going to be playing tight end, linebacker, or even
He'd probably be a defensive end. Yeah.
Yeah. He still couldn't play defensive end. He's only 6 feet tall and he's really slow, like really slow.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's way too small for that, too.
Aaron Donald is 6 feet tall, and he's like the best tackle in the league right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
But he's an anomaly. Okay.
I'm not seeing it happen. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to see him bowl, though. I want to see Daniel Vogelbach. Because can you imagine, with a 13-pound ball, that dude is flinging that. It's like a dart. Right? It'd be like throwing darts. And he could probably get it on target. Now, if you put an adequately sized ball in his hand, it would be like Bo Jackson running through an offensive line.
He'd need like those Fred Flintstone sized finger holes, though. Sausages.
I just think that if he got the biggest regulation size ball, and with all of his, because look, he plays first base. He's incredibly coordinated. He's talented. He's got some precision. He's flexible. Mm-hmm. The dude is an athlete. Like, let's not make any qualms about that. Right. But if you got him in a bowling alley, I think it'd be really fun. And I think he would crush it, honestly.
And he would probably fit in really well, too, let's be honest.
And he totally would.
Crushing beers and eating nachos with everybody.
Exactly. It's like if you thought Babe Ruth, what other game, what other sport are you going to play, babe? He's bowling. That is what he's doing.
You're right. I think that's awesome. It's perfect.
All right. So Vogelbach, there we go. All right. Now, do you have one more?
I do have one more. You want me to go?
Do yours. I've been waxing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. My last one is one of my favorite players, a guy who I like a lot. He's very athletic. I think would do very well in another sport. I have Fernando Tatis Jr., the third. And I think he would do very, very well as a soccer player. And this has maybe a little bit to do with his upbringing, but mostly because, like, have you seen that dude's feet? He is so good on his feet.
Have you seen his feet?
All the time, Brick. What are you watching if you're not watching his feet? But no, like the way
your Reddit looks like.
No, the way, like, he slid into second and kept his foot on the bag by doing the splits. He dodged the ball coming out of his head at the plate by doing the splits. Like, the guy is limber. He is athletic. He does that little dance move going around third base, you know, when he hits a home run. Like, I think he could do masterful things with a soccer ball and be very, very good on a soccer field, and I would love to watch it, especially since, like, with his size, he's 6'3". He could dominate a lot of guys on a soccer pitch. Like, just physically dominate them.
Yeah.
Go up, get a header. I think he would do really well on a soccer field.
Amazing.
But that's just me.
Okay. I love it, actually. It makes a lot of sense.
Excellent.
Okay, bring for my home. Final pick, I'm going to go with Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman stands at 6'4", and he's at a pretty lean 218 right now. That's where he's listed. But if you look at his previous offseason, especially during the pandemic, his offseason workout routines, have you seen those pictures?
Yeah, boxing.
Boxing. Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to see Aroldis Chapman in the ring. Yep, and I want to see him lean down to – I don't want him as a heavyweight because heavyweight is 205 or better, right? 205 or bigger. I want to see him just one step down, which I think they call cruiserweight, if I'm not mistaken.
He could do pretty – he's a little crazy. It would work.
He's just crazy enough. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would work. Yeah, I think that's good. I like it.
Yeah, I want to see him box for real.
That would be really cool. I wonder if we could get him in the ring with one of the Paul brothers.
Oh, dude.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Light heavy. I'm sorry. It's light heavyweight.
Okay, light heavyweight. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I like it. I think it's good. Yeah, he was doing – he's doing the boxing training before, and he did – I feel like it bulked him up a little bit. I don't know how he would trim down, though, to get into the light heavyweight division.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. That's solid, though. I do have one more. I thought of another one.
You would. Go ahead.
I like it. I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out who would be good for this position. This is one that I was trying to fill rather than thinking of the guy first and then matching him to a sport.
Okay.
I wanted to see who would be a good cricket pitcher or bowler.
There you go.
Good cricket bowler. And the one who I came up with was Aaron Judge. Because and this was my thought process. I didn't want to take an actual like regular pitcher because those guys pitch off the mound. They're stationary. So I wanted to pick a guy who could throw hard on a crow hop because that's how you bowl in cricket.
100%.
And I feel like Aaron Judge, he throws like 102 from the outfield on a crow hop. And getting that crow hop in there, he'd be unstoppable as a cricket bowler.
Oh, yeah.
And imposing with that size.
Oh, I want to see, what is the average cricket bowler size?
I don't feel like cricket players are generally very big.
I don't know. Not as big as he is. I mean, come on. They're all from...
No, certainly not as big as he is.
Okay. there are no limits on the shape or size of the bat. Actually, that's weird. Okay, never mind. That's not what I wanted.
Anyway, no, I feel like he would be an imposing force as a cricket bowler. That's my honorable mention.
Agreed, sir. Well done. I absolutely love it.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.